Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
At Domino's, you can carry out one-topping pizzas for $7.99 every day. Even today, you ask? Let's check howabouttoday.com to find out. Yep, carry out only. Ask for this offer. Availability and charges may vary. Size availability varies by crust type. Excludes XL and specialty. Your local store may charge extra for some toppings and sauces.
What's up? How are we doing on this Thursday edition of the Rebel Report? My name is Michael Borky. Always glad that you are with me. Who's ready to get obnoxiously American tonight? Hold on, let me get this logo off the... I don't want that up there. Anyway, glad that you guys are with me. Yes, we are early tonight because we're watching the World Cup. I know it's ultimately it's a meaningless game. Already won the group. Got Bosnia coming up next week in the knockout round. Tonight is basically a get some bench guys some action, don't get hurt, and move on. But it's still the World Cup. We are fired up in this house for the World Cup tonight. So I had to go early so we didn't miss a shot. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock Eastern for a domestic game. I know it's on the West Coast and all that, but that's late for the United States and Turkey. So you guys, you're not here to talk about that, though, because you're here to talk about Ole Miss sports. But that's why we're going early, and I'm so glad that you are here. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get them. Just search Rebel Report and subscribe if you like what you hear, and leave a rating and a review wherever you get your podcasts. And this edition of the show is brought to you by Scruggs in Saltillo, Mississippi. Again, the guys at the store never corrected me on the way I'm saying it. So, but it's because they're great people who get you. That's the best part about them. They're great people that get you, and they will take care of you. Anything involving your home, I mean, it's in the name, home, lawn, farm, and garden, but literally, I've been to the store many times. It is massive. Home furnishings, home improvement, appliances, great clothes and boot selection, fishing, and more. They've got you covered there, but most importantly, your John Deere for any project. If you're just a weekend guy like me that has a yard, they've got zero turns for 0%. If you want a 5-series tractor, the big stuff, I know some of you listening need that, 0%, 84 months. Compact tractors, you guessed it, 0%, 72 months. The commercial mowers, 0%, 36 months. A Gator, just 1.9% for 36 months. The people at Scruggs will take care of you, get you in a John Deere. It's America's tractor at 0% financing. Tell them that it was me that sent you there when you go. Scruggs, 3575 Tom Watson Drive. Again, tell them that it was me that sent you. So I actually like the video game content. I grew up playing video games, although for me it was less Madden and college football, although I did play them both. I was more of like I was a Halo guy growing up. That was really my thing. Halo, Call of Duty. That was kind of like where I cut my teeth on video games. But the ratings keep coming out. You had the stadium rankings, the overall team ratings, and now player ratings. And, you know, it's the end of June. If you guys really wanted me to manufacture content, I can do that. And I do that sometimes because you have to. But I don't want to get monotonous and repetitive with, you know, this player, this, that player, that, Trinidad Kiwan every episode, because you guys would just kind of get sick of me saying the same things. So I'm thankful for the college football video game for giving us something to talk about, and especially because Ole Miss got some love in this thing. And so I know the caveat before anything else follows, I know that we're talking about video game ratings, okay? That's what they are. I do think EA Sports does a pretty thorough job. They don't want to assign ratings to players just pulling it out of their rear end. They actually do put a lot of work into this. And I do think the amount of times Ole Miss shows up on here, their team rating, which was number 8 in the country, by the way, is in a way some validation that there are people that believe that Ole Miss football is not just one person or was not just one person. You have people in my business, media people, that do that, that make it about one person, that now that that one person's gone, they're going to crater. And it was all him and nobody else. And we've talked about this many times before on here, that there is no way you can win 50 games in 5 years and make the run in the playoff just because of one person. It's an entire ecosystem. It's a structure with a lot of people involved that build something up to make it become what Ole Miss football has become. Can't be just one person. But some people in the media are going to do that all offseason. Well, he's gone, and so they're going to suck. And that is just it makes less sense than, look, there's a chance that the program takes a step back, certainly. But they have structure. They have university leadership. They are well-funded. They have a fan base that's bought in. You guys know all this. But most importantly, they still have a super high-quality roster. And believe it or not, the college football video game is one that is also leading validity to that line of thinking. We'll start with the quarterbacks. Trinidad Chambliss was the number three, or is the number three quarterback in this game. He is just behind Dante Moore and Julian Sain. I actually hate the quarterback rankings because Arch Manning is six behind CJ Carr and Maiava at USC. And Gunnar Stockton's not in the top 10. I think Gunnar Stockton's a top 10 quarterback in college football, personally. I think he's going to have a huge year, and I think by the end of the year, there's a chance we're looking up and he's in the conversation for the Heisman Trophy. That's just my personal opinion. But Arch at six, I don't know if I love that either. But still, Trinidad Chambliss, number three quarterback in this game. I think that means something. No wide receivers for Ole Miss. Kewon Lacy, the number one running back in this game. He is a cover athlete. We've talked about that before. But Kewon Lacy, number one player in this game. Luke has actually made the top 10 in tight ends. We've talked about him before on here. They need him to fill into the role that Daquan Wright's leaving behind. He certainly has the physical ability to do that. He's got the physical tools to be that guy. You saw it at Arkansas. Obviously, he got hurt last year, didn't really get to play as a result of the training camp injury. But he's actually a top 10 tight end in this game as well. So he's getting some love. And then on the other side of the ball, this one I'm fascinated by. So Will Echols, number three defensive tackle. Like, I get that. Absolutely. I mean, there's some NFL people that think that he could be the first defensive tackle taken off the board. He is a projected first round pick right now. So good for Will Echols. He's earned that. If back half of the season, Will Echols is 2026 Will Echols, he's going to be an absolute madman this season. But then you go down to number eight, a defensive tackle. It's an interesting one. Jam Brown actually made the top 10 at number eight. And don't get me wrong, he's talented. I mean, he had a big recruiting pedigree. I don't think he's going to be a starter for Ole Miss, or at least that's still up in the air as of this point. Maybe he does. But the depth that this team has, specifically in the defensive tackle rotation, is pretty staggering. As you've heard me say before, it's true, though. The three deep for defensive tackle at Ole Miss, the three deep is if all of them are a former four or five star player, literally all of them, the three deep. Right now, and you know, I'm looking at our lads, which is a really helpful service, but it's not exact. But they have Maddox and Beavers listed as the third string defensive tackles. Look at their recruiting pedigree and their talent ceiling. Extremely deep at defensive tackle. And this does validate that to a degree. I think Ole Miss kind of deserves the two guys on this list thing that they're getting. I think they deserve that. That's fair. But I am a little surprised that it's Jam Brown making this, because I don't know if he's even going to start on this defense. Maybe he does. But they are extremely deep at defensive tackle. No edges for Ole Miss, but they will face a top 10 edge in week one. Clev Lubin from Louisville was the number six edge in this game. I'll be honest with you, I don't know much about him. Also, Louisville had a running back, too. Let me scroll down and get to that. Didn't mention him. Isaac Brown was actually the number four running back as well. So Ole Miss going to have a couple of high-end guys to contend with in week one from this video game. D Defensive backs, Ole Miss did not have one, although Kelly Jones from Mississippi State did make it, for what that's worth. And then Centarian Perkins, the number one overall linebacker in this game. I loved to see that, especially because you have this off-season talking point conversation thing with Perkins, where people are saying, well, he had a down year. His sack numbers were down. And, like, I'm not an expert, right? I'm just a talker. My skill is talking, or at least that's allegedly what my skill is. That's what I'm supposed to be good at with you guys, is just conversation. But I do think I know football okay. And if you watch Centarian Perkins play last season and you say that he had a bad season because his sack numbers were down, I think that's an indicator of you're not knowing what you're looking at, because he didn't play an edge role last year. He played a true linebacker. He had to pass cover sometimes, and he did that really, really well. It was a different role on last year's team, and I expect him to play a similar role this year on this team. Now, they're going to send him after the quarterback, of course, but his future in football is an off line of scrimmage role anyway. He's not an NFL edge. He's too small to be an NFL edge. And if you just lined him up as an edge and just ran him at tackles for four quarters in these SEC games, that's an inefficient use of his skill set. So I was glad to see, frankly, the College Football Video Game, of all things, give him the credit that he deserves for being an elite-level athlete, and also a guy that had a really damn good season last season. His sack numbers were down because they asked him to do different things, and he did them well. So that was good to see that. I wouldn't be surprised by the end of the season, Keaton Thomas gets an adjustment and maybe finds his way up into to this conversation as well. So, look, it's late June. Yeah, if you're making news right now, like real news right now, it's almost exclusively bad. You don't want there to be any headlines about your team right now. You don't want there to be any news. You want people like me just to make crap up, because that's what happens in the offseason. Spoiler alert, people just make stuff up or talk out of their rear ends. Hand up. It does happen. I do it too. Everybody, you have to. You have to fill the void somehow. I try my best to not do that, but it does get repetitive and monotonous in the offseason. So, hey, look, shout out EA Sports giving us something tangible to discuss about Ole Miss sports. But again, I think it's validation, because we talked about the college football playoff odds, really like Ole Miss. SEC championship odds, they like Ole Miss. This, the video game, really likes Ole Miss. And it was only that one betting service that had the really low over-under win total. I'll err on the side of everybody else as opposed to the one betting service that basically top to bottom in the league. It was a little odd anyway. So for whatever that's worth to you, I'm just glad you're here and enjoying your summer, hopefully. And we'll continue on with some of your comments after I tell you about Logan Smith Shelter Insurance. 601-823-3500, 601-823-3500, auto, home, life, or business insurance. He's with Shelter, and he can take care of you anywhere in the state. Just give him a phone call. What's 5 minutes going to hurt, right? Even if you have insurance, give him a call. See what kind of rates you get. You're going to love the service. I know you will. It's worth the time. 601-823-3500, and tell him that it was me that sent you. Also, Priority One Bank, they make you their priority every day. Online banking outstanding, local loan servicing and decision-making, 16 locations in Mississippi. Switch and bank with me at Priority One Bank, and also Advantage Business Systems, absms.com, for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. All right. First, yes, you were first, an hour early. I appreciate you guys. Quick question. I know where you stand on this issue. Ross Dellinger said that because of the SCORE Act, it won't pass. Other schools are beginning to get into the big leagues. Could you see movement? Yes, I could. Because I do think that the SEC and the Big Ten are positioning themselves to break away from the NCAA, and they're going to want to bring a handful of other teams with them. I do. You also say, I've heard someone who covers the Big Ten say that the conference is way down the road with Miami. If that's real, who else could you see them add? Does the SEC get North Carolina? I don't know how they can be way down the road with Miami unless the ACC's grant of rights gets blown up, which over half the league, or over half the league has to agree to tear those up. I mean, they've got four more years before that thing ends, and I don't know if Miami would be real smart paying that buyout right now. But if they are, I mean, the SEC would certainly work on North Carolina, maybe Virginia. You guys aren't going to like this. I know, and they can deny it all they want. I know that there has been some conversation with and involving Notre Dame. Now, Notre Dame doesn't want to join a conference, but the idea of, hey, can we try to go get them has been discussed. It absolutely has. Again, I'm not saying that Notre Dame is going to jump to the SEC. I'm not doing that, but I feel like they're going to expand the state footprint, or at least try anyway. But no, we're still heading towards a breakaway. I've maintained that for years. That's where this is going. Went today with four of my kids to watch Toy Story in the movies with two large drinks and two large popcorns. It cost almost the same as one of my 50-yard line tickets to Ole Miss and Louisville and Nashville. My gosh, man. It's everything, too, right? That's the hardest part. It's not just sports. It's concerts. It's going to the movies, man. Everything is just so unaffordable these days. And I don't know what it's going to take to change. I mean, frankly, it's just going to take people not showing up. That's what it's going to be. You might have seen some of that with the big stadium concerts. You know, some of them still do well. Like the Taylor Swift tour went well. Luke Combs had you know, sold out Neyland and those kind of things. But I mean, Post Malone and Jelly Roll had to cancel a lot of tour stops, and they're playing smaller venues. The Zach Bryan concert in Starkville didn't come anywhere remotely close to selling out. I mean, not even anywhere close to selling out. The big concerts, maybe people are starting to respond with, holy crap, guys, you're charging me how much to sit how far from you? No. So hopefully there's some pushback, but which of the summer movies are you more likely to see? Spider-Man, Supergirl, Toy Story 5, Scary Movie, and Moana. Well, we're definitely seeing Toy Story 5 on Sunday. Already been promised. That's not a me call, though. I'll go see Scary Movie, probably by myself, because I think that I am the biggest fan of those movies that I know. I absolutely love all of the Scary Movies. I think they're hilarious. Not another teen movie like that style is also just so funny to me. So definitely those two, probably not the rest of them. How far can America make it? I mean, look, man, they can play with anybody. Can they play with anybody for five straight games? I don't think that's the case, but I mean, they can get to the quarters. They can get to the semis with the way they're playing. I don't know if they will or not, but I don't think they're going to win the World Cup. I'm not insane, but the draw is good, and I think that this team has shown that they can play with anybody in the world. They can. Caden Moss predicted to Ohio State. Thoughts? I don't know. I don't know what could have happened there. Ohio State's got a lot of money, a lot of prestige. I think that that won't end the recruitment. It won't end it. But rather him go out of the SEC, you know? If he's going to go somewhere not in the SEC. So sick of expansion talks. The SEC is the SEC because not every decent team has an SEC patch on their jersey. I'm with you. I'm with you. Conference realignment's been so bad for the sport overall. It's been horrible. I mean, look at the ACC. What a joke that league is. It's an embarrassment that they have Stanford and Cal and SMU in the Atlantic Coast Conference. That's embarrassing. The Big Ten should not have UCLA in it. So I'm with you there, but I do think that more expansion is necessary as they break away to create a viable league away from the NCAA. Looking forward to Spider-Man. I do like the Marvel movies. I do. Thoughts on high school recruiting being seemingly better under Golding? Not seemingly better. It just is. It just is better. Ever since he arrived on campus, they have started building relationships and altering their approach a bit. I mean, it's especially on the lines of scrimmage. There's just not that many great players available in the portal in the last two cycles. And I think that's a product of rev share and things like that. You don't have great offensive linemen and defensive linemen in mass in the portal the way that maybe you did 3 years ago. It's not the case anymore. I think that the state of Mississippi produces too many good players to just completely ignore it. And you have to build your roster, I think, both ways. You have to use high school recruiting because not every player transfers out of your program. A lot of them do, but not all of them. Offensive linemen are the least likely position to transfer. Like, that's data-driven. That's not an opinion. I think defensive linemen weren't far behind that number either. So they're building through local guys that are less likely to leave, that are quality. So it's not like they're just taking guys to take guys from the state. And they're also still using the transfer portal. And they're doing it because of, it's not just money. Now, money's the biggest driver. But when people say money is the only thing, money's not the only thing. Because if that's the case, then why are players at times turning down less money to go to X school or to stay at Y school? If money's the only thing, then somebody forgot to tell the players that are turning down more money elsewhere. It makes sense. It's working. Look at the defensive line room at Ole Miss. Without high school recruiting, what would that be? They'd be done for if they didn't recruit defensively high school that way. So, thought Moss was heavily predicted to Ole Miss. I don't know, man. I'm not going to pretend like I know. I know recruiting coverage and reporting is important. I try my hardest not to overhype specific individual players because ultimately it's not fair to the player. This is the example I use all the time. When Michigan got Shea Patterson, the local narrative from the media there was Heisman or bust with Shea Patterson. I even did an interview back when he transferred, and they brought that up. They're like, so is this a guy that's going to bring a national championship to Michigan? And I said, no, and don't expect him to. That kind of conversation is not fair to the player because he's not that guy. He's not that guy at all. If we're going to talk recruiting and have a running back and say, he looks just like Kiwan. Well, that's not fair to him because how many players are as good as Kiwan Lacy? Very few. He's the next Laquon Treadwell. Well, Treadwell was special before the injury. He was special after the injury, but A.J. Browns don't grow on trees. Walter Nolans don't grow on trees. So I think from the jump, we as sports media, all of us, create unfair expectations of players that have not yet proven it. So that's why I try to avoid talking about specific players and do more like class as a whole. Like, hey, they've added this many 4-stars in the class, right? They need to address this need in the transfer portal. And it's easier to talk about the portal because portal players are proven mostly on the field. So you can directly judge their ability to play in college. I get you got to do it, right? You got to do it. People want to know, hey, what's this player like? So you got to give them an answer. I am not good enough at looking at tape of a high school player and telling you what he's going to be. I'm not, I don't have that kind of eye. Other people do. Other people have that kind of eye. I don't. So I'm not going to tell you that I do. But other people do. Other people can look at and project guys out. Recruiting services are good at it. I mean, there's a reason that five stars by percentage are the most drafted and four stars are the second most and three stars are the third most. You know, these evaluators, they get it right. So people are capable. I'm just not one. After some thought, I do think that we need front row Borky to show up on September 19th, giving Kiffin double perk. No, I will be up in the, I'll be up in the press box is where I'll be for that one. So, but you know, we'll have some fun. We'll have some fun up there for sure. A lot of stuff coming your way this season. I'm going to be busy with, high school on Fridays, which I don't know how many of those games I'm going to actually end up doing because of schedule stuff with this. But anyway, you guys don't care about all that. I'll tell you about that later. I got to go because we got to go get ready to watch some American soccer, even though, again, this game is utterly meaningless. Do not care. Going to go watch. I will see you guys on Sunday night. I'll see you then. Really appreciate you. Enjoy your weekend. Go watch some soccer. We're playing all of our backups, but one or I think two. So McKinney's playing for some reason. I hope he gets subbed out early. But otherwise, a lot of backups, which is exactly what they should do. Still excited to watch. I will see you guys on Sunday. Y'all have a good night.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.